Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
He came into the world on July 2nd, 1930, right out of Pittsburgh, PA, and has made it a richer place ever since. That was piano legend Ahmad Jamal with his trio back in 1958 with the song Ahmad's Blues to rightly kick off this next full hour of jazz music with the life and his full story. So instead of the term jazz, Ahmad calls it both European classical music and American classical music. And he's been prolific in his contributions to both of those, as we call jazz around here. ever since. This storied cat has been playing the piano since the age of 3, and that just so happened to be the same age as Errol Gardner when he started out on the keys. Why does that matter? Well, they both just so happened to attend the same elementary and high schools. He started his formal studies with Mary Cardwell Dawson, a very good educator, and the person responsible for placing the first African Americans in the Metropolitan Opera Company. When Madame Dawson moved to Washington, D.C., he continued his studies with James Miller. He was composing and orchestrating at 10 years old and performing works by some pretty heady folks, including the music of Duke Ellington, Art Tatum, Nat Cole, and many others. He became so proficient at amassing a huge repertoire that he was employed by the Pittsburgh Masters 3 and 4 times his age and joined the American Federation of Musicians at 14. And the minimum age at that time was 16. As his life and career roared forward, he has played with the likes of George Hudson and so many others like Gary Burton, and we're going to hear him later on the show, and so many other legends over the years. And we will look into this stellar career and this life that keeps on shining on to this very day. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe DiMino, coming to you from a town that has its own legends and lores in jazz, like Bird Parker and the great Bobby Watson, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, fixing to give you Jamal and all of his different varieties. From the 2016 compilation CD of his works, this is Ahmad giving you It's a Wonderful World, and it is indeed.
This is Brad Turner calling from the Great White North, Canada, and you're listening to Joe DiMino on Neon Jazz.
Thank you.
That was Ahmad live in 1958 at Chicago's storied Pershing Lounge. And I got to tell you, that would be a show that I would have loved to have caught live.
There's a lot of them. There's a lot of them. I'm going to put that down as a problem. All right. There's a lot. There's a Monty Python record where they, I think they deliberately or maybe not deliberately mess up, but they say, can you cut that out? And then the controller in the other room goes, yeah, no problem. And of course, they've left it in there.
Yeah, right.
Right.
So just adding to it.
Yes, I agree. I'd have to tell you, that'd be a concert that I would have loved to attended.
That storied, fabled lounge would have to be so full of so many voices up to this point. But Ahmad, I think he took the cake in there. So he left home at the request of George Hudson to join his orchestra at 17 and started touring the country. The George Hudson Orchestra had the likes of Clark Terry and orchestrator Ernie Wilkins in the band. The touring schedule included major theaters throughout the United States, and he arrived at the Apollo with the orchestra at 18 years of age. He also joined another touring group known as the Four Strings. He moved on to Chicago in 1950, and he started learning from the likes of Von Freeman. From On Green Dolphin Street, here is the tune Never Neverland as we journey into Ahmad Land next on Neon Jazz.
Thank you.
That was a mod with the 1974 tune Trouble Man off his LP, Simply Called Jamaica. So he formed his own group in 1951, and with the help of John Hammond, he started his recording a career with OK Records. He made his first sides in 1951 with the label, and that was with the Three Strings, and that was a trio that had an extended engagement at Chicago's Blue Note, and then rocketed into fame and performed at the Embers in New York City. That was the story of his life. Things moved fast, and he was always ready for the rapid transformation. With his trusty quintet backing him up in 1960, this is the tune Who Cares, and I believe that we all do. Next, here on Neon Jazz.
You're listening to Adrian Fenimore, Hammond organist from New Zealand, now living in New York, on Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was a mod teamed up with Gary Burton, as I mentioned at the top of the hour, live in 2007 with the cut Tones for Jones Pones. So after his... what do you think about that?
Say that again.
Okay, let's see what we got here. Tones for Jones Bones.
Tones for Jones Bones. Oh, Bones. Okay.
Bones, yeah.
So, yeah, all right.
Rolling the bones on that one. Looking for some snake eyes. So after his return to the U.S. following a tour of North Africa, the financial success of Live at Pershing allowed him to open a restaurant called the Alhambra in Chicago. But it was in 1963 with his group, the Three Strings, that disbanded, and Jamal ended up moving on to New York City. At the age of 32, he took a three-year hiatus from his musical career. That tended to be a theme for him. In 1964, he resumed touring and recording with bassist Jamil Nasser, and that would be a great way for him to get back into the music. They would play and record together from 1964 to 1972, and it was likely Jamil that saved his career. From the 2015 CD Jazz for a Lazy Day, here's a mod with the tune Jim Loves Sue, next on this big Jamal Hour of Jazz.
Garzone talking to Joe Domino, the home of Neon Jazz, and Charlie Parker. Listen to this radio station.
Jamal, yeah.
Jamal, yeah. Come on. That was Ahmad with the tag for his career, Sweet and Lovely. So in 1985, Jamal agreed to do an interview and recording session with fellow jazz pianist and friend Marion McPartland on her NPR show Piano Jazz. And Jamal, who said he rarely performs But Not For Me due to its popularity since the 1958 recording, played an improvised version of the tune. Ahmad had said that when he grew in popularity from the Live at Pershing album, he was severely criticized afterwards for not playing any of his own compositions. New and old horizons clash, and they always have, and they always did for Ahmad throughout his career, but he always rose above those clashings.
You got to play garden parties. I wish you a lot of luck.
That's right. And he needed it.
Yeah.
Again, from 1958, Live at the Spotlight Club. This guy loved doing the live shows. Here's the song I Wish I Knew, and I know Ahmad wished he did. And you shall as this hour of Jamal continues on.
Listen.
That was Ahmad with the tune "So Beats My Heart for You" off the 2014 CD "Let's Fall in Love." So these days, Ahmad is in his 80s and has continued to make tours and recordings. So he was born to Baptist parents, but did not discover Islam until his early 20s. While he was on tour in Detroit, he became interested in Islam and the Islamic culture. He converted to Islam and changed his full name to Ahmad Jamal in 1950. And it was in 1959 that he took that tour that I mentioned to North Africa to explore investment options in Africa. He was 29 at the time and had a curiosity about the homeland of his ancestors. His religion had brought him peace of mind about his race, which accounted for his growth in the field of music. It was always and continues to be a backbone for him. With the 2012 tune Gypsy off the CD Blue Moon, it's a great recording. We are getting close to the end of this hour of looking into Ahmad's life.
Thank you.
It's been a delicious hour of looking into the life of a man that was often overlooked by jazz critics and historians, but he was simultaneously credited with having a great influence of all people, Mr. Miles Davis. Miles has always said that he was impressed by Jamal's rhythmic sense and his concept of space, his lightness of touch, and everything about his approach. As far as we are concerned, Ahmad is a legend, and he will always stay that way. So we thank him for his music and his courageous walk through this world of ours. And we would like to thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions.
Jazz.
And our final cut on this hour of jazz is going to be the tune Laura, live in 2012 with Mr. Yusef Lateef at the Olympia. But before that, thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and another cat who has had one grand walk through this shared world of music of ours, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Oh boy, and in all genres too.
And in all angles. Reach out to us, let us know what is going on, what you dig. We're always here, neonjazzkc@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right, until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Jazz.